This is the BBC.
His Friday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Another one of you budding entrepreneurs gets straight through to Deborah Meaden on Instant Dragon's Den. Also, who will win the week on Bangers? It's currently 2-2. And a new Freshers game, which you can play with your parent to save some of the contents of your old room, which has now been vacated because you're at uni. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Now that summer's off, I'm just accepting it. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll start...
You're already in Halloween mode.
I'll start wearing trousers again. I refuse to wear anything but shorts for ages.
I think there's one more weekend of it. It's
I don't
good.
Know. But I'm all for the pumpkins now. Bring on Halloween.
Scott Mills.
Hi, Alex in Stoke, who says, Happy Friday, Scott and Chris. Your singing lessons from this week are starting to affect people's lives. I went to a class in the gym last night and the personal trainer who runs it kept going, good. Just like you do in your singing lessons. All I could picture was you on the room in the microphone going, good. I think the George Ezra one is my favourite one so far. If you didn't miss, if you did missed it at the time, catch up on BBC iPlayer Radio app. That's where you can listen to Radio 1 live on the move.
Scott Mills.
Okay. Let's try and find the next entrepreneur. Hello, Douglas.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm good. Have you got an idea that's going to change the world?
It is. It's going to prevent a lot of people from being robbed.
Right, excellent. Well, that's always good.
That's, what a headline that is,
yeah. Mums. And when did you come up with this idea, Douglas?
I came up with this idea about roughly a year ago in my previous job with my dad.
Okay, and why haven't you done anything about it as yet?
Well, actually, I emailed the patent office to patent the idea, and I never got a reply. Right. I had to change emails and so on, so I kind of slacked a little bit there.
Have you ever thought of going on the TV show Dragon's Den?
I have, actually. I've watched a bit of it before, yeah.
I can save you all that hassle because I've got Deborah Meaden's home phone number right here.
Right.
So are you ready to do your pitch?
I am. I'm very nervous, though.
No, but don't let the nerves get the best of you. That's always so awkward on Dragon's Den when you watch someone getting really, really nervous. Yeah. It's horrible.
I know.
But you're all set. You think you know what to say to Deborah, right?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, cool. All right, I can put you through right now, saving you all the hassle of applying to going on the actual TV show. I'm just going to put you straight through.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Good luck.
Thank you. Nervous. Hello, is that Deborah?
Hello, who's speaking?
Hiya, my name's Douglas Ward. I've been put through by Chris and Scott.
Scott, hello.
Right, my idea is pockets on socks, call sockets. I've got
pockets,
a slogan.
Pockets on socks?
Pockets on socks.
Okay, why?
A lot of people do pickpocket around London and various places, i.e. Manchester, Leeds. And as my slogan says, wallets are overrated and outdated and no one will pickpocket your socket.
You've got a tagline.
I have.
Do you think anybody will buy these?
I've not done much logistics yet, but as I've spoke to friends and family and everyone, everybody said they'd buy them.
Have they not got pockets in their trousers or their jackets? Or
they're easily accessible for pickpocketers.
Yeah, but to be honest, most of us don't get pickpocketed on a daily basis, do we? So
no, very true.
Yeah, Douglas, you see, what I think you're doing is you're making it really, really inconvenient every day to take your stuff out of your socket.
Yeah.
And for the very, very, very rare occasion that somebody might think about pickpocketing us, what do you think?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying there.
Sorry, now, I love people coming up with new ideas, so I didn't mean to giggle, but I'm just imagining the keys jangling around in people's ankles.
Yeah, I do understand that. It would be a padded sock.
Yeah, you see, I'm not sure you're that convinced yourself, are you?
I am. I really do believe in this idea, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, really sorry, but I don't. I'm really sorry, Douglas. I won't be investing in the socket. So I'm out.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Oh, she's done that thing again.
It's always
Douglas.
It's always a hang-up after I'm out.
Yeah. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm not bad. I'm absolutely sweating, though.
Are you?
Yeah, it was so nervous. It's dripping off my face.
Is it really?
It was a nervy start.
We didn't even get to money, did we?
No, we didn't, but it's a step in the right direction, I suppose.
Well, I mean, at least we got you to, you know, in front of one of the dragons.
Yeah, very true. I really do appreciate that.
Not at all.
I don't think it's a horrendous idea, although don't tell a dragon that you haven't thought about logistics.
Right. I thought, though, it's better to not lie.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll never lie. They can always tell.
Yeah, they can sniff a lie. but at least we saved you the like the hassle of filling out the application form, going to the actual den, and then being on TV and being all ashamed.
Yeah, very true. And one day, if Sockets does come about, you never know. I might be able to say, ha!
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, and that's always the best story.
Very true.
I don't think it's a bad idea for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Would you buy a pair?
I don't know, you didn't say how much they would cost. Mm.
They'd only cost you £2.
Should have told her that. Biggest mistake you've made.
I will send you a pair of Sockets.
Okay, well, you've got some, have you?
No, not yet, but once I make them, I will send you a pair of Sockets.
It's a padded sock, Scott.
Douglas, you're my absolute favourite. Thanks for being on Instant Dragon's Den.
All right, thank you very much.
Love you, bye. And remember, if you've got an idea that you think could be good, we'll put you straight through to Deborah. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. And don't forget, Dragon's Den, Sunday, 9 p.m, BBC Two. BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. People think that Deborah was unnecessarily harsh to Douglas there. How could he say no? I've got my £2 ready, says Lee. Pocket Sockets, brilliant.
Chris and Hemel says, though, the fact he was far too direct was really stressing him out.
Yeah, he did go in a bit quick, actually. But then someone says, and yeah, I've seen this before and I've noticed this before, the socket would be great for runners. Mm. You know, because you've got the shorts there with no pockets, T-shirts, you can't hold your keys or your phone. Someone says, Sam in Aberdeenshire, I would legit buy a pair of those. Always keep my mouth guard in my socks when rugby training.
So it's not a bad idea.
No, but completely rubbished by Deborah. Oh, hang on, Tom from Gloucester. Oh, I hate this. This is the trouble, everything's been done now. Pocket socks are already a thing. I have many pairs. You can buy them online. See, that's the trouble.
Yeah.
We're out of ideas.
Do you think literally everything's been done?
I think everything's been thought of now.
So no more Dragon's Den.
Well, that's it. Bye-bye. What a shame. It's been running for about 58 years now.
Well, that's why. That's what's caused the problem.
Do you think? Scott Mills. Hi, Amy, who survived her first week of freshers. She's at Oxford Brookes. Hello. Just listening in her room at the moment. It's weird, isn't it? Because you're like, the first week, you don't really know what to do, and you're trying to work out who's who, and you're trying to make new squad goals. But well, then, the thing is, right,
goals.
Don't. Here's the thing. Yeah, make friends with people, but they're not going to be your friends.
You don't need to make them your lasting friends, unless it works out that way.
Yeah, I mean, might be, but in the first week, generally the people you're hanging out with aren't going to be people that you're going to be with for the rest of the time.
No, and the beautiful thing about uni is that you can. And don't read anything into this, but you can explore any
Every
kind
avenue.
Of interest that you want, and then when you do, like when you join up to sport teams or you, I don't know, maybe start your lectures and stuff like that, that is where you'll meet people that you'll probably bond with more than just the people that are just around you, because you know they'll have the same interests as you.
Did you join up to all the societies?
I tried to, but then I started going out quite a lot, and then I would miss the sort of first kind of go at joining those societies.
Yeah,
I joined the gym, I didn't go once.
No, and that's continued through life.
I joined the football team there, went to the first training session, did all right with that, and then struggled after that. I mean, that's the truth of it.
This is interesting, actually, what people are doing now, because Luke's also been on. He's in Bristol, he's a fresher as well, and he's also listening in his room at the moment. So I think for a lot of people, like, we're their company on the phone at the moment. Hello.
Yeah, I like that.
Kasabian coming up. I feel that we need to address what we were talking about earlier off air.
Mm.
You know the guy we're talking about?
Yeah.
There's one guy that me and Chris both know, and he is the loveliest guy in the whole world. But it's something that I've really noticed that he says a lot. And now I've noticed it, I can't get past it. Mm. Like the nicest man in the world.
And the trouble with this is, and we do like to talk about our lives quite a bit, he will probably be listening. And my worry is, we're not going to name him, but I think he will know who he is.
Yeah. So I think I even noticed this before you, even though you knew him before me.
Yeah, yeah.
He has excessive use of the phrase, do you know what I mean? And it's all I can hear now.
Yeah. It's almost like when he's talking, he goes, it's like the rest of it's a blur. So he'll be like, do you know what I mean? And it's just constant.
Yeah. And it's just kind of like his default thing to say at the end of a sentence. So he'll be like, for instance, he'll be like, so, boys, I went to the shop the other day. Do you know what I mean? I went to get some milk. Do you know what I mean? Got to the counter. Do you know what I mean? Didn't have enough money on me, did I? Do you know what I mean? So I had to walk out embarrassed and then go home and get some more money. Do you know what I mean, boys?
The thing is, you've started saying to me that what I need to do to stop him doing that is to say, no, I don't actually know what you mean. Which I start doing.
Actually, I don't.
I don't know what you're on about at all.
When are you seeing him again soon? I think it's probably quite
soon. Weekend, yeah.
This weekend?
This weekend.
Do you know what I mean?
Scott Mills.
Hello, Paige in Birmingham. Current boyfriend says, or used to say, I'm buzzing a lot. So you literally every other word would be like, I'm buzzing. Yeah. Should we go out this weekend? I'm buzzing.
And then you can't unhear it.
Yeah. Do you like that Justin Bieber song? I'm buzzing. Loads of people have dumped somebody for saying, do you know what I mean? Because it can get annoying.
Oh, he is single at the moment as well. Do you think that's been a problem? Maybe the same person has dumped him.
The man the man that we know that says, do you know what I mean?
Small world, do you know what I mean?
Single. Do you know what I mean, though?
Oh, I just don't want to catch it, though, because I worry it's that kind of thing. Now we're talking about it, I'm going to start doing a lot more. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just the same as you saying, like all the time, says Andy and Lincoln.
Fair enough.
That's absolutely true. And someone needs to have a word with Matt Edmondson. Well, here's the thing. He says that all the time.
He does do that all the time.
Think about it. One. It's been another busy week on the show. Rita Ora was here to play the honesty game.
Who was the last person you had a naughty dream about?
Oh, gee. I just realised that I haven't used my pass yet.
I'm about to pass on this one.
Oh, come on, Rita.
There you go. Save the best till last. Pass!
One. Then using my new technique, when George Ezra dropped by to do a live lounge, I grabbed him afterwards and got an even better performance out of him. By firing questions at him, relating to the lyrics, it works every single time. And what about if you were to wet yourself?
When I lose control and the veils overuse, blame it on me.
Good.
What you wait?
Yeah. Enjoy that.
As if you wet yourself.
And we played a game with Theo and Joel from Wharf Alice, where they told us facts about themselves, which may or may not be true. One of the fake facts was that Joff from the band used to be an ice cream salesman, which got us chatting about the songs ice cream vans play.
And what were the songs going out of the ice cream van? Were they what you'd expect?
We wouldn't
green know sleeves and stuff.
We
and
didn't know.
Green sleeves?
What ice cream van did you hear green sleeve from?
Oh, sorry, it was in this century, by the way. Yeah,
what? It was in Cornwall in 1066.
Yeah. Catch up on it all and listen live to Radio 1 on the BBC iPlayer radio app.
Scott Mills.
Martin Newmarket says, trying to get on bangers is like trying to get through to the doctors on a Monday morning. Try again soon, please. Now, it's time for bangers.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
See, now that I've said, and he has been doing it for a while, now that I've said that Hugh Edwards off the news at 10 starts everything with... Now, you will really notice it.
Yeah. Well, I honestly hadn't really clocked it before, but now you say it, yeah, it sort of makes sense now.
Do you know what I mean? Okay, right. Tom in Eastbourne, hello.
Hello, Scott, how are you?
Yeah, me. How are you? You know what I mean? Oh, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you guilty of any of those type of things, you know, like saying literally all the time when you don't actually mean it? Do you know what I mean? Basically, any of those?
I might well be, but not that I know of.
Right. Your friends will soon...
There might be some mates who probably tell me I am.
Yeah, your mates will tell you probably over the weekend.
Yeah, we had a text in from someone that says that they're called by their friends, do you know what I mean, Dean? Or, do you know mean Dean? Something like that.
Do you know what I'm Dean?
Yeah.
Right, so Tom, you're 23 in Eastbourne. What do you do?
I work as a media officer for a football club.
Okay, what does that mean? Nice.
Basically, I control like the social media, websites, as I said, for a football club.
Okay.
See, that's tricky. And we've said this before, when you're out on your phone, maybe you're out for the weekend and you accidentally tweet from the work account.
You do have both accounts on your phone, so obviously you can accidentally say the wrong thing.
So on a night out, or have you mistaken your personal account for your work one and put something bad?
Yeah, I've accidentally been logged into our football club's account, and you know how people can get when they're watching an unrelated football match, you know, like a Champions League game. You get into it, you put something on Twitter, you think you put it on the right account.
Oh, yeah. No.
You've done this before,
and then you get told later on you've put it on the wrong account.
Right. So that went out on the football club's account, not yours.
The chairman was not happy with that.
No, but even though you're talking about a completely different football club.
Yes.
Tricky.
What's your team then?
It's Eastbourne Borough.
Oh, yes, Eastbourne Borough. All right, here's what I've got for you today on Bangers. Pop's not heard this for a while. Quite mellow for a Friday, but
banger.
It's a tune. Nelly and Kelly Rowland, Dilemma.
Oh, it's annoying because it's 2-2. I obviously really want to win the week. You do as well. I was hoping it would be a lot worse than this, to be honest. All right, Tom, you can have that or you can have my choice today. I've gone for a different approach. This is My Chemical Romance. Welcome to the Black Parade.
Wow, that's completely different.
Yeah.
I've got a nice choice to pick from today.
Yeah, good bangers.
Ooh, you put me on the spot now. Do I go slow?
Hello?
Excuse me, do I go slow or do I go upbeat?
Yeah.
Ooh, you see, it is called bangers though.
Yeah, but also you're deciding who wins the week here. It's a hefty responsibility,
I know,
Tom.
I know, it is a big responsibility, but I've got to go with Chris.
Well, come on.
Well, I'm going home.
Nice one, Tom.
I'm going home. I would never have won that. Never.
Different bangers for different... I don't know how you finish that line, but you know what I mean. Like,
made mine sound absolutely pathetic. Pathetic.
It's a hefty banger, put it that way.
Yeah. You can't lose to that.
Scott Mills.
This is a problem for many. When you run your work social media, but also have your own one on your phone, problems can occur. Hello, Simon Blackburn. Works in digital marketing. Accidentally slid into a girl's DMs using the work Twitter account.
No.
Spends the next week looking out for a reply before anyone noticed. That's weird.
No.
Like, you're trying to be all like suave and like, hi there, lady. But it's from a company.
Yeah. Or like from the other side of things, you're looking at your phone, someone slid into your DMs. It's like, what is that company trying to do?
What do they want?
Yes.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Afternoon, Chris and Michelle and Candy, who are driving to Bournemouth with Abby. I was in Bournemouth earlier this week. Don't call it BOMO. People hate it. Remember that?
Yeah. Mistake made.
Yeah. Also, Shane in Devon and also Liam in Worcester driving to his own stag do. And he's getting picked up by the boys later on.
That seems suspicious.
Really weird,
it?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, you drive there and we'll pick you up.
Yeah, it's all fine. Meet us at this place.
All sounds a bit weird. Something's definitely going on there. Tom Walker in Heartland. Okay, a new freshers quiz coming up after this.
Quiz sounds rubbish. It's better than that.
Don't you like quiz?
No, I find like quizzes, like pub quizzes can often be a bit forced fun.
But babes, it is a quiz.
Wow.
There's like multiple choice. Okay. Well, whatever it's called. The Freshers Game. Mm. Game is better.
That'll do.
Coming next.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
If you have been a fresher and you've moved away from home, you'll know about this. The parents, generally, they want the room back. They want to turn it into a guest room. Or maybe it could be a gym.
Or an office. I always hear office. When I moved out to go to uni, my dad was very keen to turn it into an office as quick as he could.
And you're like, hang on a minute, that's my room.
Yeah.
But as soon as you've gone and you've moved away to uni, they're like, okay, right, we're going to redecorate it.
Yeah, I grew up there. Those are my pictures on the walls. Those are my memories in that bed.
This has happened to you, Talia, right? You're a fresher.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so where are you at uni?
I'm at Falmouth Uni.
Falmouth, okay. And, oh, can I just ask, by the way, what time did you get in this morning?
Quarter to eight.
Okay. Quarter to eight? Wow.
How's that even possible?
Good morning.
Nice sunrise.
Yeah. So are your parents, they want to turn your room into something else, do they?
Yeah, they're going to change to a guest room.
How long have you been moved out?
About six 6 days.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Doesn't take long, does it?
Doesn't take long. 6 days. Right, we're making it into a guest room.
And, like, you've got a load of stuff with you for uni, but obviously you can't take everything with you, can you? There's still bits of your old room there.
No, yeah, I don't know what they'll do with it, but wow. I'm hoping they'll be there when I get back.
Okay, well, here's the game today. I think you're going to like this because it's a chance to save some of your old room.
Cool.
To do this, we'll need the help of your mum, who handily is on the line now. Hello, Jane.
Oh, hi.
Say hi to your daughter.
Hi, Talia, my darling. Hi, Mum.
Right, here's the idea, OK? Talia, I'm going to ask your mum three questions on what has happened to you in your first week at Freshers, OK? They're going to be A, B or C options, but obviously one of the A, B or Cs will be something that's happened to you in the past week, right?
Yeah, correct.
So this could be embarrassing for you.
Oh, yeah, more than likely.
Because your mum's going to find out stuff you probably haven't told her on the phone yet.
Oh, well.
So, Mum, if you answer the question right...
Yeah?
You get to get rid of one of Talia's old items from her old room, OK?
Yeah, and clear up some of that clutter.
That's brilliant.
Best of all in all this, Scott, we get to find out what she's up to and hear her mum's reaction.
Let's go! Here we are on level one. Jane, Mum, if you get this right...
Yeah?
The cuddly pink flamingo goes in the bin.
Excellent.
Talia, what's this flamingo?
It's just my favourite toy. I love it.
Well, that's going to be binned if Jane gets this right, OK?
Gotcha.
Okay. If she gets it wrong, I should say this, Talia. You will get sent a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Thank God for that.
OK, Jane, here's your question. What made Talia... wake up racked with regret this week? A, in showing off her twerking skills, she accidentally farted in someone's face. B, she accidentally stripped off ready for bed in the communal corridor, thinking it was her new room.
Yeah.
Or C, she chipped her tooth on the dance floor of Falmouth's premier student nightclub, The Stannery. Whilst doing the worm.
Gosh, it could be all of them, to be honest. Go for A.
Oh, you're going to go for A?
Okay.
So you think out of all those options, it's most likely that your daughter was twerking and farted in someone's face?
Definitely.
Is it A, showing off her twerking skills and farting in someone's face? Oh, no. It was B.
Oh, no.
She accidentally... accidentally stripped off, ready for bed in the communal corridor, thinking it was her new room. So, Talia, you get a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Yay! Woo!
And the flamingo gets saved.
Thank God for that.
Okay, you've got through level one. At the moment, Talia is winning. We'll come back after this and do some more.
Scott Mills.
This is our freshest quiz on Radio 1. On the line is fresher Talia at Falmouth Uni. Hello.
Hello.
Also on the line is Jane, her mum. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. It's time for level two. Multiple choice once again. Mum, Jane, if you get this right...
Yeah?
You can empty the cash jar in Talia's room and put it towards room decoration.
Excellent.
OK, but Jane, if you get this wrong, Talia gets all her washing done for her when she's next home.
What's new?
Yeah, true. It probably would have happened anyway, to be fair.
Oh, gosh.
Talia, how much cash is in that cash jar in your old room?
Quite a bit, I think.
Okay, good. All right, well, good luck. Jane, here's your question. Yep. This week, how has Talia angered her new, fresher housemates in halls? A, left the taps running in the bathroom and flooded several rooms, ruining several people's smartphones. B, waking up random people late at night to use their toilet. Or C... already received a formal warning for loud noises emanating from her bedroom.
What's your thought process here?
B, on something that's happened there while she's been there. 100% sure it's B.
Let's find out. Yes, you're right, Jane. It was B, which means Talia... I'm afraid the cash jar gets emptied from your room.
And it was in London.
Why do you wander around late at night, Talia, then? Because your mum seemed to really know that was true.
My toilet's broke.
Oh.
And she sleepwalks.
Okay.
Yes, Jane.
Okay, one more. Level three. Mum, Jane, if you get this right...
Yeah?
You will read out the first page of the Thankful Diary. Tyler, explain what that is, please.
No, that's my little diary, like a little cheesy diary that says what I'm thankful for.
What I love about this, it's got nothing to do with redecoration. It's just sheer embarrassment at this stage, but that's quite good.
Oh, no, that's boring. It's an invasion of privacy.
All right, Jane, if you get it wrong, though, Talia will get a home-cooked roast dinner for 8 people delivered to her halls.
For her new friends. Tyler, you'd love a roast right now, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
You've blatantly been eating pasta with ketchup on all week.
Packet of crisps in there.
Okay, so
questions.
Good luck, everyone. Jane, have you got the diary there ready to read it, by the way?
I have.
Okay, here's your question. Jane, when on the way home from a night out this week...
Yes.
Talia did what? A. Drink from a dog bowl outside someone's house because she was thirsty. B. Give her number to the guy serving cheesy chips at Kebab on the Corner in Falmouth.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
No, not the kebab guy. It's bad news,
but useful.
Yeah, but we've all met that guy on the corner. Do you know what I'm saying? Or C, took a wheelie bin home from one of her neighbours and got pushed home in it.
Oh my gosh!
Jane, if you get this right, we get to hear the first page of Talia's thankful diary that's in her old room right now. If you get it wrong, Talia gets a home-cooked roast dinner for 8 people. You'd love that, Talia.
Absolutely love that.
So, Jane, what answer are you going for? A, B or C?
A.
A? Is correct!
Yeah. Are you having a laugh? Hang on a minute, I've got the diary right here.
Hang on a minute, can we first address the fact that she actually drank from a dog bowl this week?
Honestly, I've got a dog at home. I didn't think she'd lower herself that far.
All right, can we hear the first page of the thankful diary, please?
Pick carefully. Right, the date is the 8th of the 6th, 17. Number one, my right to vote. Thank goodness for democracy. Number two, getting my first choice in uni accommodation. Then number three, a relaxed afternoon at work.
Any more?
Mum, stop.
You've had your fun.
10th of the 6th, 17. Being able to stand my ground for what is right. Number two, my dad for being my DIY life and my money saver. Oh, I didn't know that. And number three, Chinese for dinner.
We're all thankful.
Oh, that's something to be thankful for there.
I'm going to start a thankful diary. God. It's lovely.
Are you okay, Talia?
Nice one, Talia.
No, I'm not. Okay. I mean, am I hungover? I'm humiliated.
Well, do you know what? I've never heard a mum have so much fun on a quiz for some time.
Oh, no. Oh, brilliant. I love it.
But, Talia, you did get a crate of cider to share with your new flatmates.
Oh, that'll go down nicely. Thank you.
That's all right. Listen, both of you, thanks very much for being on our new Freshers quiz. I think we need to do this again.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
If you think you and one of your parents want to be on this next week, email me, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Put your phone number on it.
Scott Mills.
We're back on Monday at 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.